Hi there. Welcome back to Project Independence and You. I'm your host, Evelyn Roth, and my co-host today is John Ryan. Hi there,
Hello
John.
Again, Ev.
Now, we've got a little bit of an announcement to make today, and that is that beginning in January of 2015, John Ryan is going to be the new host of Project Independence and You, and I am taking time off for good behavior.
Very good behavior, actually.
Actually, I'm going to be doing a different show here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, which we're going to talk about later. But
and
John,
you're also still going to be available when we need you over here.
Yes, I will.
So you're not leaving completely.
We'll switch chairs. I'll be a co-host. But it's been a wonderful 3 years, and we'll talk more about John and the direction in which he's going to take the show in future weeks. But now I want to introduce our next guest.
Okay.
As we mentioned before, November is the month when we honor our veterans, and our next guests do that through the work that they do for a non-for-profit organization called Services for the Underserved. Let's welcome Roger Leathers, who is the outreach coordinator and the VA liaison, and Marlo Preventi, who is a deputy program director for Services for the Underserved. Welcome to the show, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us about your organization.
Our program, the organization is Services for the Underserved. It's a non-for-profit that started in New York City and works with underserved populations. They've started working now on Long Island. The program that we work on in Long Island is Supportive Services for Veteran Families. This program is a VA grant that has been in, this will be going on its fourth year, its second year on Long Island. For our program, we service both Nassau and Suffolk counties, as well as the five boroughs.
And these, I imagine, are the young families of veterans who are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And
well, these are all. Our services are given to veterans from all eras. And a veteran family for our program can be one individual. So it could be one individual, it could be
so it could be
several.
The veteran, him or herself?
Yes.
Okay.
As long as the veteran is going to be the head of the household, that is what defines what the family is. So in some cases, it could be a brother. It could be a cousin. It doesn't have to be a dependent of that veteran, which is very unique for our program. We'll talk about it later, but we have eligibility requirements. One of them is income. So as long as they understand that person, whoever they want to be in that household, will be part of that income eligibility piece.
So how does the income eligibility run?
For us, the eligibility, we use the area median income table that HUD releases.
Uh-huh.
So for example, for a single person, as long as they make less than 50% of the AMI, which is $36,800, they can be eligible for our program. And then it goes out for every other person that's in that household. So now if you have two people that are in that household, their income combined can't be over $42,000.
Uh-huh.
Now that's a pretty good income requirement for our area. You have to make less than that for our assistance.
Well, it's not a good income for Long Island. We have people making a lot more than that who are struggling, seriously struggling, but I understand that you have to draw the line somewhere. What are the types of services that you can provide if someone meets the criteria?
Sure. So just to go back, we, our population that we served are veterans who are either homeless, living in their cars, living on the street, or the veteran who is on the verge of homelessness. So folks who've been served an eviction notice. So we can provide to them temporary assistance to help get that veteran to a sustainable place. So for our homeless veterans, we can help them find housing. We can pay a first month's rent, a broker's fee. We can help them with a security deposit. For our other folks who are on the verge of homelessness, we can help pay up to a certain amount of rental arrears if that's their issue. It's all done on a case-by-case basis, and it's all to help promote sustainability for that veteran. So once that housing piece is taken care of, then comes in our supportive services portion. Mm-hmm. So we help link the veteran to upping their benefits if that's something that they can do, seeing if they qualify for anything like SNAP or public assistance. We also help in veterans find jobs. We link them to different agencies that we've helped build relationships with, help them get a suit if they need it for their interview, help them fix up their resume if it's something that they need help with. We also try to help out in other areas if need be. I believe we've helped a veteran who we helped get a job in a factory, but he couldn't step onto the floor of that factory until he had a pair of steel toe boots. Because that will help him create sustainability, we helped him and bought those boots for him.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
And some of the, especially now with like the fixed income, especially when you're looking at veterans that are over 65 that are on either VA disability or on Social Security income, they are on a fixed income and they can't, if they have to move, they can't come up with those funds themselves. Mm-hmm. So if they're eligible, that's a large part of our services is helping those veterans move into a suitable housing. And even Marla talked a little bit about some of the eligibility of who we serve, but in some cases, we've also helped veterans that say they weren't facing eviction, but maybe they lived on a fourth floor walk-up, and now their medical conditions have gone so far as that they can no longer do that. Now this is all case by case, but with that doctor's advice saying that they have to move because they're not able to do their activities of daily living and they're unable to be independent anymore because of their living situation, we can assist them trying to find a more appropriate housing. That is within our grant.
Now, housing is a major issue on Long Island.
Absolutely.
Homelessness is a major issue. People don't like to think about it. Mm-hmm. People on Long Island think of themselves as living in this sort of lovely suburban area. And many of them moved here to get away from the kinds of problems that we now have here. And I'm just wondering, how long have you been working here on Long Island?
So our grant it's 4 years old in New York City, but here on Long Island, we're entering our second year.
And how are you handling housing? How are you finding people housing when there is none?
So we have a team that does the housing searches for us. They make communication with brokers or landlords and try to explain to them that, our veterans have this grant that's awarded to them, and we're trying to help them find housing so that they can create a sustainable environment for them so that they can get back out in the workforce.
Marla, I'm sorry. Are they individual houses or do you have group homes too?
Several.
Okay.
So we, one of the great things about our program is our partnerships with other agencies and other, working with landlords who are veteran friendly. We do a lot of outreach and we do a lot of networking. So to answer that question, it depends on the needs and the wants of the veteran and their resources and what resources we can get them. So some veterans want a more structured living, so they might want a group home, or they might want a situation like, as long as it's a monthly lease or a signed legal lease, we can assist getting them into that housing. So we've done everything from independent studios to rooms to group home settings, as long as that's what they wanted. It's about the needs
okay.
and the wants of the veteran. So absolutely anything from those kind of structured to and independent. And there's also a lot of programs such as the new Amityville Housing that just opened up. So there's other programs that we work with to find something that might suit the needs of that veteran. So there's there's always new opportunities for veterans, especially recently, for different areas on Long Island, special housing programs. So we'll work with those agencies to try to get our veterans placed there.
Is your typical veteran single? Or is it a family situation?
It's pretty well mixed.
Is it really? Okay.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, people usually think of the homeless veteran as, an older veteran that's you know, living in, on a street or out of their car. We've helped families. We've all the whole family, you know, kids and both parents are in a car in the middle of nowhere. You know, unfortunately, we're out in the woods or moving from parking lot to parking lot. It's a mixed bag at the moment.
And age-wise, are most of your cases younger returning veterans or older?
I'd say...
I think we have. I think the last time we looked, it was about 20% are not post 9/11 veterans and their families.
20% only.
20%. Uh-huh. And that's actually a pretty. It's a pretty significant number at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's more significant that they're 80% of older veterans are facing these kinds of difficulties here on Long Island. Now we've focused a lot on issues related to veterans on this show, and we've we have a program where we do interviews of World War II vets who are still with us, and those interviews are archived here at the college. We find that, and we've learned that not enough veterans understand the benefits to which they're entitled. Not enough of them sign up, register with the VA. Do you folks also work on that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, we our grant is a VA grant, so we work with them in making sure that our veterans are the veterans who want to be associated with the VA, that their benefits are active and that they're taking advantage of the services that the VA provides. You know, we make sure that they're well connected in that respect.
And the VA is not the only resource anymore. Yeah. There's some great state benefits, especially for, you know, homeowners now. And local. So the resources that are available in our community have grown over the last 10 to 15 years. Mm-hmm. So we utilize them as well as the VA.
Mm-hmm. And the VA, we've learned, is a wonderful facility. There have been a lot of changes over the last decade or so, and they really do a great job.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Roger Leathers and Marlo Paventi. They're both with an organization called Services for the Underserved. And they work with veterans who are underserved here on Long Island. Stay tuned, and we're going to be back and learn more.